Hey everybody, welcome to The Drunken Whalers, a podcast where we get drunk and talk about Dishonored. I'm Claire, and this is Sarah.
Hello. I'm also drinking coffee, which goes really well with cider.
Yes. What kind of cider are you drinking?
It's different than before, because I didn't get that rosé cider. The bottle's in the kitchen, though, because I put it in a glass, so I'm not going to get up to go look
at
it.
Wow, that's classy.
It's just normal cider.
Yeah, I also just have normal cider. It's also 10:45 in the morning.
Yes. It's our brunch episode, everybody. Brunch is gay, and so are we. And so is Dishonored. Thanks.
And so is Dishonored.
Because okay. We said so.
So today we were talking... What's the official name of this mission?
It's called the Golden Cat, right?
No, it's the House of Pleasure.
Oh, okay. Well, that too. I wrote the Golden Cat down at the top of my notes.
It is. We go to the Golden Cat, but like the official name of the mission is House of Pleasure.
Of course it is.
Yes. I do want to make a clarification to our last episode. I googled this, and you cannot leave Teague Martin in chains.
we are sometimes wrong about things.
I googled it to see, and apparently you fail a mission if that happens, so you can't do that. Sorry.
So don't try that at home, kids. Or do, because it's probably pretty funny. Oops.
I just dropped my bottle top opener.
Like, did you open your cider with a corkscrew? Because that's concerning.
It's, like, a combo corkscrew pop top, so...
I guess that's fair.
Yeah. Alright. Should we explain all the powers? Because we're kind of at the point where we can do whatever we want with powers.
Sure. I mean, let's see. Have we talked about Blink?
We've talked about Blink, because it's the one where you go zoom zoom.
It's quite the one where you go... I have in my notes a quote that I wrote down. I don't remember which one of us or if somebody else said this when we were talking on Discord, but it says, "The outsider gave me the power of whoosh."
That's essentially it. He did give us the power of whoosh. That sounds like something I would say.
Yeah, either you or Emily, probably.
Probably. There's also dark vision, which is the most convenient, and it allows you to see living beings through walls. If you upgrade it, you actually can also see the field of vision, so you can know if they're looking at you, which is so nice. It's so sneaky. I love it. So useful.
Yeah, I haven't been using it much because I just don't care at this point in my game.
That's true. And there's also, like, a bunch of powers that, like, aren't really helpful if you're doing low chaos.
Oh, yeah, all the murder ones. I still haven't been using them just because I never used them before. There's, like, yeah, one where you... Oh, fuck, I don't even know. There's one where, like, if you kill someone, they turn into ash, right?
Shadow kill. Turns enemies into dust when they die.
Yeah.
So convenient for murder.
Oh, and there's one where you can, like, send a swarm of rats after people, which I find too terrifying to use.
I used it once, and I felt so, so bad that I could not do it again. there's also bend time, which is very useful. Lets you slow or stop time.
It's great. Also possession, which is great.
I never use it.
You should use possession. You can use it to possess animals at first, and then if you spend like 5 million runes to upgrade it, you can possess people, which is super great. Because then if someone like catches you, you can just possess them. And then when you unpossess them, you like are behind them, so you can just knock them out.
I didn't know that. That's so convenient. I should get that.
Because it's like a weird metaphysical situation where it's like when you possess someone, your body disappears, because like that's how the game has to work. So, and then, yeah, and, like, they just, like, are, like, dizzy and, like, fumbling around when you unpossess them, and you can just kill them if you, like, have taken them to a weird secluded corner.
Nice. And possibly the least convenient power is Wind Blast, which is just, like, a powerful wind, which...
Yeah, I've never used that in my life.
I've never used it. It's really loud is the only thing I know, so, like, it doesn't work if you're being sneaky and... It's easier to try and be sneaky when you kill people anyways. It's, like, it's so useless. There are so many other powers we could have had.
But here we are. And there's, like, a couple things where you can, like, make yourself stronger or whatever.
Yeah, you can, like, upgrade your, like, health and stuff. Which, like, aren't important. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, we wake up. And Corvo's like, oh, yes. Time to find someone to talk to. Because he likes to talk to people directly in the morning as opposed to just skulking around and drinking coffee for hours.
Yeah, well, it's probably like the fucking afternoon because he keeps weird ass hours.
That's true. That's a really good point. It is probably the afternoon for him. Everyone else has probably been awake for a while.
And then does someone tell him to go talk to Havelock, or does he just go to talk to Havelock?
I think there's a good objective marker. But I don't know that it actually tells you, because I went around and, like, listened to everyone's audio logs instead. So, I saw Wallace, who is Lord Pendleton's manservant. Wallace told me some awful stories about the plague, and he just kept telling them to me. And the longer I stood there, the more he told to me.
Wallace is such, like, a man who just talks your ear off.
Yeah! He was like, you know, they walled in a milkmaid who fell ill, but not only after she delivered her milk, which is fucked up, Wallace. So fucked up. Wallace. I listened to Trevor Pendleton's audio log about his twin brothers who put vipers in his crib when he was a child, which...
Huh, wonder why he's thinking about that now.
Yeah. I think also does a lot to be like, maybe that's why that guy's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of reasons that he's fucked up.
That's true. Like, being rich.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah, you have to go find Havelock. Oh, and then you have to go into the sewers. That's right.
Yeah, you gotta kill some weepers so you can learn what weepers are.
Yeah, essentially. Havelock is really mean about it. He's like, it's probably a weeper. They're kind of just, they're nothing but a shuffling corpse full of bugs, which is, like, that's awful. They're people.
Yeah. They count against your kill count, so yeah, they're definitely people.
They're people and more than that, but yeah.
for the purposes of this game.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's like, oh, the servants have been hearing weird noises in the sewer, and it's freaking them out, so can you help us out with this?
Pretty much. So they make you go down a trapdoor and investigate, so you're in the sewers.
Yeah, it's a pretty spacious sewer, considering, I mean, I guess because video game sewers just have to be big enough to walk around in.
Yeah, I have... no idea, but, like, it's huge. There's some rooms down there, and then you get to see weepers, which we haven't really covered because they're not really been in the game that much so far. In the last mission, there's, like, one alley you can go to that has a bunch of them, but it's definitely, like, not necessary. So I never did. But, like, essentially they're plague victims who've, like, lost their sense of self. They mostly just, like, shuffle around and, like, puke. That's, like, what they do.
Yeah. And they're, like, they're called weepers because they bleed from their eyes, which is great. And there's a lot of graffiti around town that just says, blood from the eyes on the walls, which, great, guys, thanks.
And if they see you, they, like, instantly run at you and attack you.
Yeah, which is, that's an odd symptom for the plague to have, but okay. I'm not a doctor.
I'm not really sure, like, if it's, like, an increase in aggression, because, like, I guess maybe you can be like, well, the rats that have the plague are really aggressive, so maybe that's it, but I don't think it has a basis in reality.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's easier for them to attack you, because that makes the game harder.
Yeah.
And if you play High Chaos, there's more of them, because more people have the plague.
Oh, right, there's more dead bodies, and there's more plague. Right.
Yeah.
I totally forgot that. I used sleep darts on them. One of them did die accidentally because she fell into the fucking water. Felt really bad.
See, it's hard to save people from drowning, Claire.
Yeah, that's correct.
I'm mad because in my playthrough of the second game, I accidentally drowned someone and Claire is judging me, but it's fine.
You accidentally drowned someone really important who we both love.
I went back and fixed it. It's fine. It didn't happen.
I did not reload and fix it. I was like, all right, that's fine, I guess.
That's just rough. Yeah. So leave the sewer, and it's all good, I guess. Oh, and then you get your actual mission.
I want to be clear. You leave the sewer through a normal door, which leads you to, like, the boiler room, or, like, the furnace room of the building. Why is there just a door to the sewer?
I don't know why there's just a... I don't know why there's just a door that goes to the sewer. I guess, why not?
Yeah, and then you can go talk to Havelock again, who he did not say thank you for taking care of his problem.
Havelock's a rude-ass motherfucker.
He's just like, hey, this is Teague Martin, remember him? And Teague's like, hey, what's up? Thanks for saving me.
Hey, what's up? Oh, I have, We can talk about this later. I have a thing to say about Teague Martin.
You can say it now.
Okay, well, there's, like, I had, like, a conversation with him at some point in this level where, like, first of all, he's like, how have you ever been to the Golden Cat? Of course not. Me either. Which, fuck you, Teague. Yes, you have. Second of all, he asks you about the fucking mark, which he's an overseer, which means he supposedly is supposed to hate heretics. And so he's like, hey, Corvo, like, what's that mark on your hand? He's like, are you studying the forbidden arts? Never mind. We're all friends here, Corvo. Like, hey, Teague, maybe you can just, like, not mention it.
What a bro. She's like, you know what? Gonna ignore that. For you.
You know what? Maybe I don't want to talk to you about my, like, black arts boyfriend person.
Oh, right. What a great guy Teague is.
How much do you think he actually cares about being an overseer?
I have to assume little.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to care very much.
He doesn't seem to care that much about... He's a pretty laid-back kind of guy.
That's true. It's hard to judge. Who knows? Pretty much, you know, the upshot of this conversation is that Havelock is a dick, and Teague has deciphered Campbell's journal, and so they know where Emily is being held, which is the big thing.
Yeah. Also,
when I first played this, this was so early in the game to go get Emily, I was like, this seems incorrect, like, I feel like I should have to do way more missions to be able to find her. They really just were like, oh, no, third mission, here you go.
Here you go. Well, if this was, like, another game, you'd, like, go and try to get her, and then she, like, wouldn't be there, and you'd have to keep going. Spoiler alert, she is actually there.
Yeah, she is there. So, yeah, she's being held at the Golden Cat, which, as we know, is a very fancy brothel. Havelock also says that Morgan and Custis are, like, keeping care of her at the Golden Cat, and they're a problem, which is, like, really unclear. Mostly, I think it's that, like, they have parliament votes, so...
Yeah, they control the Pendletons, like, block of parliament votes or whatever, I guess.
I have no idea how parliament works.
Yeah, we're American.
But this seems like a bad system. I feel like you shouldn't get more than one.
Well, I assume it's just that they have nobles who are, like, under their thumb, and so they get to tell them how to vote just because that's how politics is.
Oh, that's so bad. I hate it.
Yeah, it's bad. Dunwall's bad. But yeah, so the upshot of this is that you're supposed to go, steal back Emily and kill, Trevor's twin brothers.
Morgan and Custis. They're not his twin. They're just twins of each other, yeah.
To be clear.
And yes, they are ugly. I knew you all wanted to know. They're ugly as shit.
Don't worry, we'll let you know if there's ever a character who isn't ugly. There won't be.
Teague also says, go talk to Lord Pendleton, which I did not do. I went and talked to Piero instead and got, I got combat sleep darts, which allows sleep darts to work instantly, aka in combat, which was very convenient. And I got an upgrade so that I could have, like, a zoom in lens on my mask so I can spy on people. Oh, also, when you go talk to Piero, he is telling one of the maids that he designed a bunch of equipment for the Golden Cat.
Thanks, Piero. And she is not having this line of conversation.
That's true. She says, this is enough. I brought you tea as a colleague. I'm leaving. Which I respect her so much for. Good job, Cecilia.
I know. And Piero, like, tries to apologize. He's like, oh, sorry. I thought. It's like, Piero, you fucking weirdo. Like, don't just start telling women who come up to you to give you tea about your, like... the weird, like, sex toys that you've made, please.
It's Piero sucks.
He sucks. Alright, time to go do some murders.
No, we have to talk to Lord Pendleton.
Yeah. Okay, that too.
Who basically is like, you have to kill my older brothers, they're mean. And then he takes a long swig of the flask he carries around.
Yep.
And he's like... They support the Lord Regent. They have so many votes. Please kill them. They cheat people out of their wealth. It's, like, great.
Yeah, he's basically like, I feel kind of bad about this, but not bad enough to, like, not tell you to kill my brothers, so.
They're mean.
They're mean, and therefore they must die.
It's true. And then you can go to the mission.
Then you can go and have a nice another ride with Samuel.
yeah, you can go to Samuel, and he's like, I can take you to the Golden Cat. I've taken Lord Pendleton more than enough times, which, great, thank you, for I didn't need those deets, Samuel.
I'm sure everyone fucking goes to the Golden Cat all the time.
They must. Yeah. So he takes you back to the distillery district, which is where we were in the last mission. He tells you, well, first of all, he tells you good luck, which is really nice.
He's so nice.
And then he says, maybe you can talk to Slackjaw about how to get into the Golden Cat if Slackjaw doesn't kill you on sight. So you get out of the boat, and he's like, I'm gonna wait for you. And you're like, oh, bye, I love you, old man.
Yep, that's what you say. And he like says that saving Emily is the most important thing, because he's so nice.
He's lovely. So yeah, so then you can travel through this district. The very first thing you see is a watchtower, which is exactly what it sounds like. It is a giant tower with a giant spotlight, and it will shoot giant missiles at people.
Yeah, you see a bunch of people get blasted.
Yeah, I also wrote down blasted in my notes.
It's really the only correct word. It does not look like fun.
No, it does not. There's also a very funny loudspeaker announcement playing about how Thaddeus Campbell, the High Overseer, is no longer a part of the Abbey.
Oh, see, I got one where it was just like people, because I just killed him, so it was like talking about how they were looking for his murderer.
Oh, interesting. Hey. Yeah, no, mine's like, he is no longer part of the Abbey, he's a heretic. It is illegal to offer him housing or aid, which is mean as shit.
Rip.
I don't feel bad for him because he deserved it, but I would feel bad for other people who had this happen to them. So, you can also go to Granny's house, which is nice. And
it's boarded up, right?
It's boarded up. It's been, like, quarantined. She left you a note.
Oh, really? I didn't look at it. What does it say?
It says, it starts out with saying, hello, dearie. And it says, don't fraternize with the bad boys from the distillery. They don't treat my birdies very nicely. If you keep their company, you may fall out of favor with me. You wouldn't want that, would you?
Oh, snap. She's such a scary motherfucker.
She's so scary. And so you turn around from Granny's house, and literally one of Slackjaw's guys is like, Slackjaw wants to speak with you.
It's like, so, okay.
Even though we just read that note about not fraternizing with them, I totally went and fraternized.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so then you can just, like, go into their little area, and it's, like, neutral ground, so as long as you don't, like, try to stab anyone, they won't try to stab you.
It's true. Also, my favorite interaction ever in Dishonored is right here. It's two guys standing in front of, like, near the doorway. One of them says, how come I'm the only, always this one buying the whiskey? And the other guy says, you know I can't work out the correct coin. It's embarrassing.
They're so cute.
Which is so cute and funny.
And then, like, right past the door, there's, like, people talking about the elixir getting poisoned, right?
Yes. Yeah, you can't see it yet from the beginning, but they've locked up, like, 3 plague-infected people on the edge of the courtyard. And one of the guys guarding them is like, it's what you call irony, I think.
The other guy's like, that's not what irony is.
He was close.
He honestly...
It's close enough.
Yeah, it's like, that other guy's just being an asshole. No one in Dunwall has an English degree.
Yeah. I talked to one of them, and he said, hey, you with the mask, you look like a clown, which was mean.
I don't think that mask makes him look like a clown. I think makes him look fucking terrifying.
It is a terrifying mask.
I guess if you're scared of clowns.
I mean, I guess they're just trying to be tough.
Fucking tough guys.
I know, right? Like, who the fuck has time for that?
No one.
Yeah. So yeah, so you can go through the distillery and talk to Slackjaw. He has a whole look going. He's got like pale pink plaid pants. He has a yellow button-down shirt that it's tucked in, but is unbuttoned the entire way down.
Yeah, he's bananas. He's a huge weirdo. Also, he keeps referring to himself in the third person, and I wish he wouldn't.
He's a great guy.
He's great. Should we talk about the like Slackjaw book that you can get?
Oh yeah,
early on in the game.
Yes, we should.
I said that, but I'm not sure I remember all about what it says.
I do somewhere. I think so. He was like working his way up through like the ranks of some other woman's I don't know what to call it, her other gang?
Yeah, there's a lot of gangs in Dunwall.
There's so many gangs in Dunwall. So yeah, I think he like works his way up through the gang, and someone beats him up so badly that his jaw is completely broken, which is why they call him Slackjaw. And other than that, the only thing I remember is that he got revenge on the person who made him Slackjaw.
Yeah.
And, like, took a giant fishing hook and, like, hooked him. And just, it was...
Yeah, and just, like, killed the shit out of him.
Killed the shit out of this guy, basically.
And then everyone was like, yeah, let's not mess with him. Let's just, like, all follow him. And now he gets to be a gang leader, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
I guess that's just how it is. Also, I pointed the heart at him a bunch, and apparently the only line I thought was interesting enough to write down was, like, talking about how he was raised by whores, but he'll never know his father was a prince. And hey, Dishonored, who the fuck is Slackjaw's dad?
Yeah, I know, that is really interesting.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think that ever comes up again. I want to know the deets.
Alright, I googled this book to see what it says, and I want to be clear. The man who hit Slackjaw in the face is named Mike the Fish.
Oh, it's a fishing hook. I get it.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, Slackjaw uses a shark hook to, like, hook Mike the Fish. And then just fucking, like, just wails on him.
Ugh. Get it? Whales? Yeah. Bad. Okay.
That's Slackjaw. And now Slackjaw gets to be a crime boss.
Now Slackjaw gets to be a crime boss, and he wants to help you.
Nice of him. Well, he also wants you to help him.
Yeah. Well, he calls you in, and he's like, I know why you're here, because I guess he just knows why you're here. And, like, talks some shit about Morgan and Custis.
I think he says the only people worth killing, like, the only people worth killing for money are Morgan and Custis, which, like, that's pretty valid. There's no one else in this godforsaken place that I would kill for money.
I mean, yeah, we already killed the other one, so...
Exactly. He calls the Pendletons rich, mean, and weird, which I think is a really funny way to describe them.
It's true. They are all of those things.
So yeah, Slackjaw basically says that someone has been, like, encroaching on his territory. He thinks it's Galvani, which is, like... very funny, because Galvani's not a gang leader. He's, yeah, like, Galvani's a scientist.
Galvani's just a weird-ass doctor who you have already, like, robbed once in this game, if you want to.
Yeah. Slackjaw sent his best man, Crowley, to go investigate. Crowley's missing. If you can find what happened to Crowley, Slackjaw will find you a way into the Golden Cat. He also has a Golden Cat poster in his office.
Good times.
I support him.
So yeah, not heeding Granny Rags' advice, you go out to go do Slackjaw's bidding.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And when you leave the distillery, first of all, like, 7 or 8 weepers attack.
Yeah, well, I think they got out of the cage is what happened, because when I looked, I think the cage was open.
I don't think they are. I think they come in from the front door.
That's also possibly true.
And kill, like, 4 people.
I'm curious if it happens if you didn't poison the elixir.
Oh, man.
We'll never know, because we both did it.
I know, I did it because I am not being a good person.
Yeah, here's the thing I'm curious about. It's like, spoiler alert, low chaos is, like, canon in these games. Yeah. Like, when you go from one game to the other, it assumes that the protagonist of the previous game was being low chaos. But since stuff like that, like Poison the Elixir, doesn't affect your chaos level, I'm really curious as to whether canonically Corvo just killed a bunch of people.
A bunch of, like, totally normal, like, lower class people. I don't know. Probably he didn't. Like.
But yeah, so you leave the distillery district and you fuck up all the weepers.
Yeah. And then you can leave the actual entire distillery, and if you turn down the street, you will get attacked by 3 whalers who have magic. I did not get attacked because I remembered they were there, so I saved, and then I went down the street because I wanted to see what their magic powers were.
Well, that moment in the game is so good, too, because it's like, you can, like, figure out that they're whalers, kind of, because it's like, if you remember that they look like the people and who in the very beginning of the game helped kill Jessamine because they are wearing like whaling masks and stuff. But the first time I was playing this game, I like had no idea who they were. I was just walking along, minding my own business, and these people like appeared out of thin air and started attacking me, and I freaked the fuck out.
Yeah, Dishonored is really good about that. I watched a bunch of them for a while to see their NPC actions, and they're like, you know, they're pretty nice NPC actions. They will like disappear and appear across the room, or like crouch down and look through grates, which is like pretty nice for like assassins.
Yeah. They know what's up.
Yeah, their little, like, label when you point the cursor at them says assassin, not whaler. I guess we don't technically know they're whalers yet. They're just assassin.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you know that name yet. And they are assassins. That is correct.
They are, yes. They are assassins. They kill people.
That is their job.
Yes. Basically, they all have swords, crossbow bolts, and, like, a neat as shit power that's, like, this green light that pulls you in. So neat. Never get it.
Which one of them, like, used on you in the beginning of the game when Jessamine was getting murdered. One of them, like, used that power on you to stop you from moving to save her.
If you back up far enough when they attack you, the Bottle Street gang members will see that you're being attacked and they'll come help you, but they all die.
Aww. It's nice that they try.
It was so nice, but basically all they really did was distract the whalers for a while.
I mean, I guess what are they gonna do against magical assassins?
Yeah, like, the Whalers essentially are, like, a neat fighting club run by a dude who's gay for the outsider. Like, that's what they are.
Who isn't gay for the outsider?
Everyone's gay for the outsider. So yeah, then I reloaded and just snuck around and knocked them out.
I just killed them. Sorry, Whalers.
They're warping from one side of the room to the other. It makes it so hard to sneak up on them.
That must be how people feel when Corvo attacks them.
It's probably true. So I bounced around all the balconies, and then I bounced across the light posts to Galvani's house. He has better security this time, because he's a guard on the balcony who I just shot with a sleep dart.
Oh, there you go. I think I just went in through the front door again. I just, like, went around.
If you go in through the front door, this is the only thing I noticed on the first level, is that the rat room from last time, which is just full of rats, not in cages, is empty.
Is it empty even if you didn't let the rats out before?
I did not let the rats out and it's empty.
Yeah.
Did you let the rats out?
Yes, I let the rats out. It was after I killed everybody though, so it's not like I let them get eaten by rats.
No, you did. You just let them get eaten after they were dead. They didn't feel it.
Yeah, so I just wanted to get in there to see if there was stuff to steal, okay?
Last time I didn't open the door because I knew that all those rats would go eat the unconscious people I'd left on the ground.
Yeah, that's fair. That's valid. Not letting people get eaten by rats is valid.
Thank you. But yeah, if you go to the rat room, it's empty, and they did not eat their last meal, which is just, like, a fucking arm. Yeah, there's like, it's an arm there on a tray. They did not eat it.
Galvani's house sucks.
Yeah. It's so upsetting.
Yeah, it's bad. So if you go in through the balcony, if you're going through the front door, then go upstairs, what is it? You find there's, like, some, like, guards just, like, hanging around his house, right? Like, where the,
Yeah, there's, like, two or three guards talking. I just knocked them out. And then if you go to the top floor to, like, his lab/study, there are two guards, like, looking at a dead guy who's sprawled across the table, and you're like, that's probably the guy I need.
Who else would it be? And they're, like, talking about how, like, one of them's like, what should we do? And the other one's like, I mean, this makes our job easier if this guy's dead.
Yeah, one of them literally says, personally, I'd buy the guy who killed him a drink.
It's like, okay.
That seems about right for police.
Yeah, so he's just, like, dead, so you deal with the guards however you want to.
Yeah.
And then, so this guy is dead, and there's an audiograph card right next to him, which you can't listen to right now, because there's no audiograph to put it into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you basically just pick it up. It's like, deliver that to Slackjaw. And you're like, all right.
Okay, cool. Thanks, objective marker.
Don't know how many times to record that, but yeah. None of the books in the house have changed except for one on rat behavior and extermination, which was, like, interviews with rat catchers where they were like, we used to take a bat and just go kill rats, but now they're mean and big.
Yeah. I think that might have been there the first time, too.
Oh, well, if it was, I didn't read it.
just, Lots of rat facts in Galvani's house.
Yeah. But yeah, nothing changed. His safe combo is still written on the chalkboard. He's like, hell yeah, I'll go steal again, but there, I already stole from him, and he did not put anything back in the safe, so.
Yeah, I'd say he, it's been like one day, so maybe he hasn't noticed that you robbed him yet.
Maybe?
It doesn't seem like he's been home. I don't know where the fuck he is.
Yeah, where is he? No idea. Where'd he go?
Yeah. But so, yeah, you take the outer golf cart and basically just go back to talk to Slackjaw again.
Yeah, everything is, like, fine after the Weeper attack, because people are just standing around talking.
Yeah, I guess hopefully not too many of them. I guess hopefully the Bottle Street Gang has a lot of people in it, because they just drop like flies.
They presumably do, like...
I mean, everyone in Dunwall just drops like flies.
That's a good point. And I also do want to mention the Bottle Street Gang has pretty nice style. They're all wearing, like, plaid pants and waistcoats and bowler hats. It's nice.
Yeah, it's because I probably Slackjaw, like, yells at them if they look like shit, so.
Yeah. They also carry bottles around their waist because they use Molotov cocktails.
Yep. I mean, well, they're called the Bottle Street Gang, and not just because they, you know, make beer or whatever. Or whiskey. I guess they probably make whiskey.
I had assumed they were called the Bottle Street Gang because they're on Bottle Street.
Okay, well, that too. I mean, it's in the distillery district, and they have a distillery.
Yeah, that's true, but you could literally go down Bottle Street. There's a sign.
I don't read the street names, okay?
Well, it says Bottle Street.
Okay, I believe you.
Okay. Essentially, yeah, you can go take this audiograph card to Slackjaw. Basically, it says...
And he just, like, sticks it in the audiograph while you're there so you can listen to it. It's Crowley, like, talking about how... What, it's like, he, like, mentions, like, that someone is, like, attacking their gang members but doesn't say their name, and then he gets murdered mid-audiograph recording.
Yeah, it's like, you'll never believe who it is. I didn't either, but I wanted to be sure, and then he just, like, dies on audiograph very painfully.
And then whoever killed him just left the audiograph there. So thanks, mysterious murderer, who we definitely don't know who it is.
So yeah, so Slackjaw's like, damn, that sucks. I'm like, yeah, man, really, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's like, Crowley was a good man. I'm like, sorry, bud.
Sorry, buddy, like, that. I'm so sorry for your loss. But he keeps his promises. He gives you a key to an abandoned hotel, the roof that, which the hotel roof connects to the Golden Cat.
Yeah, I, like, did all this, and then I just went to the Golden Cat through, like, a different way, so.
It, like... There's not really a point to it because it doesn't really put you anywhere different than where you would, like, if you go through the normal entrance, it just puts you on a rooftop above the normal entrance, which is only mildly more convenient.
Yeah. But hey, but it also, you have to do it in order to get Slackjaw to give you his next request, which basically he wants the combo to the art dealer's safe, who the art dealer is, like, some guy who lives down the street, basically.
He lives across the street from Galvani.
Yeah. And he basically, he says if you get him his safe combination, he'll get rid of the Pendleton twins for you, and he won't kill them, but you'll never hear from them again.
Which seems like a pretty good deal. So. Yeah. I already went to the art dealer because it was literally right across the street from Galvani. So it's like, it's right there. It's time to go. Pretty much, this is not a nice house anymore. It is full of rubble, there are, like, plants growing up through the floorboard.
It's a bad look.
It is not great. Pretty much there's not really anything to note in here except for paintings. Which makes sense, because he's an art dealer.
Yeah, so this is where the painting of Dowd is, correct?
Yes.
Dowd. Oh, and I was telling you what it was called, but did I write- I didn't write down what it was called. Did you write down what it was called?
I wrote it down.
Okay.
So you can go in, there's two thugs talking about how this painting is ugly and definitely isn't art, which I really appreciate.
Dowd's like, yeah, same, I agree.
No, the one they're talking about is actually a Sokolov painting that is a self-portrait.
Oh, it's Sokolov's fucking self-portrait, oh my god.
Yes.
What's the name of that one?
Light Along the Inverse Curve, Sokolov's Self-Portrait. Which, fuck off, man.
I fucking hate Sokolov.
Then you can find A Portrait of Dowd, which I don't know how Sokolov, like,
We know, they were at the one semester that Dowd was at the Natural Philosophy Academy. Right. He painted it then, and Dowd, like, was mad about it.
Right. I so forgot that.
I can't believe you forgot Dowd lore. Who are you?
They're old school buddies. It's such a bad idea. They should burn that painting. Like, you don't need a painting of you if you're an assassin.
Yeah, so you can steal it and sell it on the black market, so.
For 300 coins.
Get that money.
It's called Dowd and the Parabola of Lost Seasons.
Yeah, does that just mean that he's sad? Because, yeah, that dude's sad.
Yeah, he's sad as shit. I have no idea what it means.
Yeah, I think Extra Gloves just sucks.
And so then you can go to the brothel.
And okay, so 37 minutes in, you can finally go to the House of Pleasure where you're supposed to get all this shit that this mission is titled after.
Yes. And I did not even immediately go to the Golden Cat. I went to the Captain's Chair, which is the abandoned hotel that Slapjaw gave you the key for.
Yeah, what's that place like? Because I just, like, didn't bother to go there.
So this is, like, the secondary area, and there is another watchtower here.
Oh, good.
So inconvenient. So this is, like, the first place. Well, I didn't touch the first watchtower. It was too inconvenient. But this one, you can blink over to a platform and, like, either remove the whale oil and shut it down, or use a rewire tool to just fucking turn this light tower evil and blast every watch guard in the entire room.
It's very effective, yeah.
It's so effective.
I'm really curious about the, like, I mean, I guess it's fine, but, like, the technology that allows, like, walls of light and, like, these watchtowers to, like, determine who is and isn't, like, an enemy, and that you can just, like, rewire it really easily to, like, be reversed. It's, like, this all seems fake. I'm not sure how any of this works.
Yeah, so I know, like, there's, like, a random, like, conversation you can talk to with, like, the arc pylons before you start them up. That's, like, you have, like, it will, like, attune to the guards around it at startup.
Oh, yeah.
So it will just kill anyone who hasn't been attuned.
That seems, like, so easy to, like, manipulate.
Yeah, that seems like such a bad idea.
I bet, like, just even without people, like, tampering with them, I bet the, like, accidental casualty rates of this shit is so fucking high.
I know, right? Like, there's no way this was a good idea.
No.
At
a very bad idea. Hey, Sokolov, why did all your inventions suck?
Yeah. So, I also fell off the watchtower and nearly died.
R-I-P.
And then I went through the captain's chair, the hotel. It's mostly empty except for a bone charm and a swarm of rats that comes down the stairs that you have to kill.
Cool, 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 cool.
I also had the bone charm gutter feast equipped, which allows you to eat rats to replenish your magic powers.
Jessica, you can only eat the white rats.
Yes, I'm so sorry. You can eat white rats to replenish your magic powers.
Yeah. Hey, Corvo? Maybe don't. Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta eat rats, and that's just how it is.
That's fair.
You break into the Golden Cat.
Yeah. To me, this is also... It looks so out of place. It is, like, a really lush, beautiful, like, garden and, like, a white marble building, and you're, like, surrounded by, like, dilapidated houses and quarantine zones and rubble. It is so out of place.
Yeah, it's good to know that the brothel is, like, still has money to pay for its upkeep and shit, whereas everyone else is, like, dying of the plague.
So pretty much there's this really beautiful, very elaborate brothel. There's, like, you know, a shit ton of guards. It's very hard to sneak around. And there's also a ton of shit in it, so we're gonna do two episodes and talk about it next episode.
Yep, so glad that you listened to this episode where we didn't even get to the main part of the mission.
That's just all of Dishonored.
That's true. Stay tuned next week for all the weird sex stuff.
Oh yeah, we're so lucky we made this podcast explicit because there's so much weird sex stuff.
It'll be fun. It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah. Alright, Sarah, where can you be found on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at LuckyDiceKirby. And yeah, that's it.
Alright, you can find me on Twitter at SurrealistTrees, and you can also find the Let's Plays that my roommate and I do at Bitches Get Glitches. We are on YouTube. And I don't remember our Twitter. So.
And our podcast Twitter is at Drunken Whalers, right? I hope that's right.
I think that's right. That seems correct.
That seems correct. I post memes there, and sometimes Claire tells me to post stuff after I send her funny things.
It's only for memes.
And also episodes. We post when we post new episodes.
Mostly memes.
But the memes are more important.
It's true. The memes are so important. So yeah, that was part one of The House of Pleasure. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yep, thanks.